En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. This Mass is being offered for the intentions of Father Simon Ross Carey, pastor of one of the parishes in our diocese, way out there. Why am I forgetting the name of the parish that he's in charge of? Peña Blanca out there. As today is his cumpleaños, today is his birthday. So pray for him. He needs a lot of prayer. God wants to make a saint out of him. He does. Just something very short in Spanish today. I actually did remember to print out the homily in Spanish. So we'll give it in Spanish during the Mass instead of just as an attachment or a comment in the first beginning there. But just in case I didn't speak it properly, I did paste it in there so you could check my work and say at least that's what I'm intending to say. Small thing in English. Today, because today is the feast of St. John Lateran, that's not a saint. That's St. John the Baptist. That's the patron saint of the Cathedral of Rome. St. John the Baptist on the Lateran Hill. That's the cathedral there. It's a beautiful, beautiful church out there. That's the mother church of the whole church, but also the city of Rome. The mother church of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe is the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi in Santa Fe. That's the mother church of the diocese. But the mother church of Rome, the Cathedral of Rome, is there, St. John on the Lateran Hill. But it's also because Rome is the capital of the Christian world. That becomes the mother church of all the churches of the entire world as well. And so today we celebrate that because we are reminded in the readings particularly that the edifices which the church has are important. Her churches are very important. And it's important that her children are able to go and to worship in her from all over the world. St. Thomas Aquinas speaks of it this way. He says that, yes, because God is spiritual and it is his, not even the whole universe can contain the presence of God. Human beings can give worship to God anywhere because God is present everywhere. Where the soul recognizes his presence, he can give him true and worthy worship. But especially upon consecrated ground, ground which is built up for him, ground which is hallowed by him, prayers are more effective. Why? Because these places are consecrated to God, so there is a special spiritual presence which is here, which is set apart from the world. Remember, you and I, by virtue of our baptism, we are called to be the very temples of God, where the Holy Spirit dwells within us, consecrated unto God. And what does it mean to be consecrated? We have a word we would call sanctified or santificado. And to be sanctified means to be what? To be made holy, but also has a sense of being set apart. There's both the positive sense of being set apart and the negative sense of being set apart. The positive sense means that we are set apart to do something, which means we set apart specifically for the service of God. Just like this church, this building where we are now is set apart as one place in all of the whole county of Fort Sumter, the one place which is set apart and consecrated by Christ and his church for his true and worthy worship. Set apart for that. But in another sense, it's a negative being set apart. Negative sanctifying meaning that it's set apart from the world. Meaning the world has the dominion, in one sense, over everything that's outside of this church. Meaning that this church, these walls which are here, keep out the world. But at the same time, God is here, in here, which is a positive. So it's both a positive and negative thing, even with our own lives. So what God does with you and with me is different than what God is able to do with those in the world. And so we are to live differently. Live like we are sanctified. Live like we are set apart. Live like we are set under the service of God. So the things which, just as the priest's hands are sanctified by the holy chrism and the hands of the bishop as his invocation, right there when he's consecrated to be a priest, so too that means these hands should not do things which are evil. That's why you gotta pray for me. That's why you gotta pray for Father Simon, whose birthday is here, and all priests, so we only do things with these hands which are worthy of the consecration which we ourselves have received. But we all share in the common priesthood of God, which means that each of us are totally consecrated, not just the priest's hands, but each of us in the whole of our being set apart under the service of God. What does it say in the 12th chapter of the first letter of St. Corinthians, the letter to the Corinthians of St. Paul? It says what it says. Present your bodies, therefore, as a living sacrifice under God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Do not, therefore, be conformed to the thinking, to the pattern of this world, but rather be thou transformed by the very renewal of your mind. Why? When your mind is transformed, when you recognize your consecration, what does that mean? That means that you, I'm continuing the passage, by the way, check me on that. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. So that you may know what is that good and pleasing and perfect will of God for your life, and as well for the whole of the entirety of God's church. The only way you and I can realize that, can know it, is if we present our bodies the best we can as living sacrifices to God, because our whole beings are consecrated to Him. I'm going to get to this in the Spanish, but to say it now in English for those who are listening only in English, they're going to tune out as soon as I start speaking in Spanish. You may not know what you're called to do. You have no clue as to what your purpose in life is. You may be wondering, do I even have one? This feast today, as well as your baptism, as well as everything that the church has come to do, is to remind you that you do have a divine purpose which is given to you, and you may not know it in this life, but you will know what it was in the next life. And so what your job and my job is to figure it out is just to trust in God and to do the best that we can to seek Him, offering ourselves day in and day out. God, I don't know what you want me to do, but I want to do it. Help me to do it. I want to follow you. Because I know even though it's going to be hard doing what it is that you ask me to do, it's going to be hard even if I choose to go my own way. But at least if I choose your way, I know that in some way you're going to guide me. And if I go wrong, you'll correct me and bring me back so that more and more I get closer and closer to what it is that you're calling me to do if I just seek your face. Lord, today, I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm going to do it. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which was born in me through baptism, was confirmed on me on the day of my confirmation when you made me strong to be your soldier for Christ. You gave me the grace to do it. So God, you make that or those similar words your prayer each and every day as you go through it, whether at the beginning of your day, which you should do it at the beginning, or whether it's a midday you finally remember to do it, or whether it's the end of the day you say, I just got a little bit left to do, like today. If you make that your intention, what you'll see is that you'll see God's work more and more in your life. And there'll be a happiness not on the surface level, but on the deep level, knowing that no matter what is going on in the craziness of this world, brothers and sisters, if you think it's crazy now, it's going to get a lot more crazy in the coming weeks and months. No matter what's going on in the exterior, that interior will be at peace